Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Yes, my friends. Very soon, you will walk among the living once again, and we shall inherit the Earth as immortals.
What's that?
Oh, I stepped on something.
Is someone down there?
Run!
Who's down there?
How do we get out? Keep running!
Whoever you are, you cannot escape the dark power!
You two lassies come from? Ladies! Ladies! Hello, this is Scott.
Mr. Scott, what's your location?
East Lawn, down at the tunnel entrance.
Can you check out a plumbing issue in Wayland Hall when you're done?
Yeah, I'll head over now. Pretty sure whatever you were picking up in the tunnels is now running across campus.
Whatever it was, gone now.
Are you sure? Should I search the tunnels?
No need. I'm certain it was destroyed. Now then, we have much to prepare.
Computer, this is Captain Epic. How long until warp jump to the Didian system?
15 minutes.
If you continue staring at me, Barrington, I'm not going to allow you onto the bridge of this ship!
I'm just admiring the way you're handling the UXB, Epic. It's nice seeing you use your incredible genius for something positive.
Don't be naive. I'm only participating in this sham for the reward. Getting my hands on those precious alien crystals.
That might be. But I still think somewhere deep down inside there's a little part of you who wants to be part of Tara's rescue.
Be careful, Barrington. Rose-colored glasses shatter easily.
Once we make the jump, how long until we reach Nimbok?
Well, according to my calculations, once we're through, we should be in the planet's orbit immediately.
Wonderful. And hopefully that much closer to finding Tara.
I must say, the mission to find the girl borders on the obsessive.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know. Feels like there might be something more to it.
The fact that Tara has been abducted is more than enough reason.
If you say so.
What are you getting at, Epic?
Excuse me, Mr. Barrington. I know you wanted to talk to Seth and Chloe. I asked them to meet you in the lounge.
Thank you, Micah.
Go on. Why don't we save this conversation for another timeline? I mean time. Shall we?
If you'll excuse me.
Of course. I'm a very patient man.
You okay, Mr. B?
Oh, yes. It's just Epic. He can be so cryptic sometimes. I feel like he's trying to get at something.
Well, like you mentioned, sir, he does play mind games.
Indeed. Right now I need to talk to Mr. Reynolds and Miss Green about Epic.
Sir?
When they boarded the UXB, Epic was already sequestered in the main bridge. They have no idea he's captaining the ship.
I see. Will it be a problem for them?
Not exactly a problem. I just want to be sensitive to the fact that because they are so close to Tara, and Tara has had a troublesome history with Epic, it might come as less than desirable news to learn that he's at the helm of the UXB.
Oh boy. Just when I think being a headmaster must be hard, you go and take it up a notch. I honestly don't know how Power U is managing without you.
That was close. Oh my god. Pris, we have to tell Mr. Barrington what's going on.
He's off campus on the Terra Terrific rescue mission, remember?
Well then, Miss Burnsby, she's in charge, right?
No. We tell no one.
What?
There's a key located somewhere on this island. A key that unlocks the darkest power imaginable. And I'm going to find it.
Oh, so she doesn't open the Sphere of Souls, right?
Right. Because I want to open it for myself.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Wow, check out the lounge. Seats everywhere. big window looking out to space. Whoa. Hey, think I can get some mac and cheese in this place?
Oh, Seth.
This ship rocks.
Yeah, pretty cool. You're Hyperloop, right?
Yeah. Hey, wanna count stars?
I'll take a pass.
1, 2, 3, 4. Is there a bathroom on board this beast?
Yeah, end of the deck, hang a right.
I'm so on it, Hyperlooping out.
That kid is always so jumpy. I guess that's why they call him Hyperloop.
Yeah, emphasis on the hyper. Oh, snap! Chloe, look who just popped into the lounge. Tara's aunt. What's her name? Melinda? Dorinda? No, Lucinda.
Personal air control system starting.
Make it stop! Make it stop!
Oh, Mrs. DuPont!
How the heck did she end up on this ship anyway?
No clue.
They just sat down at the back. Dare me to walk over and strike up a conversation?
Seth, why?
Because I am Seth Reynolds. I flirt with danger. Wish me luck.
Oh my god.
Well, hello ladies. And welcome to the snazzy Starship UXB lounge.
Oh, faster Abigail. Air. I need air.
I'm fanning you as fast as I can, ma'am.
I say again. Ladies?
We heard you the first time, young man. Now go away. Mrs. DuPont is very ill.
Yeah, I thought it was a fat cow at first. I didn't mean to say that part out loud. Anyway, maybe I can help?
Oh, unless you have some superpower to poof us back to Earth, then no. I don't think you can. You can't poof us back, can you?
Nah. But I can manipulate the sound of the ship's engine into a vibrational tone that would help soothe Mrs. DuPont's nerves?
God, no!
Are you sure? All I have to do is adjust frequencies and...
No! Keep your frequencies off me!
Back away from the mayor!
Okay!
Where's the bathroom? I'm going to be...
Down the corridor to the right. But Hyperloop is in there.
Hyperloop? It's an endless nightmare!
Right. Well, this has been fun! That went well.
Oh, Seth.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Reynolds. Screen?
Oh, hey, Mr. B.
Grab a seat.
Thank you.
I was just trying to help out Tara's Aunt Lucinda over there. I don't think she's cut out for space travel.
Yes. She was barely able to handle being on the PowU campus.
So, how'd she...
It's a long story.
Got it. Well, Mr. B, we're just glad to be a part of the Terra rescue mission. Gotta say, kinda surprised to see such little kids you rounded up for the trip.
Everyone has their strengths, Mr. Reynolds. Even the young ones. You and Miss Green here were 11 years old at one time.
Yeah, but we were so mature.
Were you now? I seem to recall a certain trip to the Great Barrier Reef just a few years ago. Oh, I remember your youthful excitement. I think someone even got a little seasick.
That was the worst. Barfed all over Mr. Sinclair's spiffy shoes.
That's right.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair was hardly amused. Well, I know young Hyperloop can be a bit exhausting, but his teleportation abilities just might come in handy out here in the vastness of space. That's why I chose him as one of the Tremendous 12, as Mr. Gregory likes to put it.
Mr. Barrington, how long until we get to Nimbok?
We're getting close to making the final warp jump.
I just hope Tara's okay. She's been through so much lately. The melody from her dream, finding about her mother and Dr. Epic.
What do you mean? Tara's mother and Dr. Epic?
Oh.
Say no more. I'm sure Miss Callahan will tell me everything when she's ready. Speaking of Epic, I wanted to mention something to both of you.
Yeah, Mr. B?
For a myriad of reasons that I can't get into right now, I requested that Epic captain the UXB.
What? Hold on. You mean to tell me that Dr. Epic is flying the ship? This ship? The ship that we're all on?
Yes.
So, Dr. Epic, the supervillain dude, is sitting in the bridge at the helm. Like, right now?
That's right.
This is seriously creeping me out.
Holy jumping jacks! I gotta hear this for myself. Forming sonic sound wave, and send the wave to the bridge.
Mr. Reynolds, eavesdropping with your sound powers?
Not something I usually do, Mr. B, but this is a very unusual situation. Opening audio channel frequency.
Computer, we are nearing the wormhole. Increased engine power. Prepare to engage.
Jumping jacks. It really is epic.
Unbelievable.
This is crazy, Mr. B. The man responsible for causing Terra to want to leave Power U is the same guy helping to rescue her? What, have we entered the upside down world?
Wait a minute. Did Miss Callahan really tell you that? That she wanted to leave Power U?
I'm sorry, but it's the truth, Chloe. There's no use hiding it. Yeah, Mr. B, she did. She felt so bad about what happened, about disobeying the school rules, but it was all because of him, Dr. Epic, our captain.
I see. There's obviously a lot to unpack here.
Whoa.
Oh man, you feel that?
The entire ship shaking.
Attention, this is your captain. Prepare to enter warp drive to the Didion system in 2 minutes.
There's no time to make it to the upper deck. It's green, Mr. Reynolds. Battle up here.
Terra's aunt, sir, and the assistant lady?
Right. Mr. Pond, Miss Brewitt, I need you to buckle up where you are. Immediately. Where's the comm? Ah, there. Attention, everyone. I need you back to your seats in the main hull and buckled up. We are about to enter warp drive. I repeat, prepare for warp drive.
I believe I just said that.
Yes, Captain, I was just repeating the command.
You can never give up control, can you, Barrington?
Just get on with it, Epic.
Wow, I can't believe that Dr. Epic is actually the captain of the ship.
Well, you will have to find a way to believe it, Mr. Reynolds, because the moment is finally here. We are about to make the jump and find Miss Callahan.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name? Fool.
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
Would his... girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington.
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, 5 teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.